Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you. We thank you so much. We love our listening audience. We actually have people coming in from Skype and all that nowadays. I don't know if I told you guys that, but we just love you. And you know, here at Good Deeds, our mission and our purpose is to share other people's visions, dreams, their purpose, of course, and their passions in life. Because, you know, we have to impact other people's lives. We want to motivate them. We want to educate them, inspire them that we can make wise decisions. You know, I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. And you know what we do? We just want to share your message with the world. We want people's lives to be better. We want them to enjoy life. We want them to smile. I mean, you know what? Let me tell you from a medical perspective. Smiling takes less muscles than frowning, okay? We want to come up to go across somebody's path and smile. We want someone to say, hey, you have made my day. And don't do it for appreciation or someone to say an accolade, put you up on a pedestal. That's not what it's about. It is about helping our brothers and sisters to say, hey, guess what? You are special. You are wonderfully made. And guess what? You know God has a purpose that you are here on this earth right now. You know, we all have a story. We all have a purpose. We all, as I said earlier, have a reason that we are here right now. A lot of things happen in our life we do not understand. And I can tell you for firsthand, when you have a death in your family, especially someone close to you, that it affects you. But you know what? What it does as well, it ignites you to walk in your purpose even more. And that is a powerful thing. Now, of course, you don't see that when the person passed away, because you know what? We miss them. I can tell you from, I miss my brother. We're going to just throw it out there. Okay? I know I do. But guess what? Like I told a person today, you have to live when someone passes away. When you look, I'm talking to your dog. If you lose your job, if you don't, your car, you go outside your car and there. That's grief. Okay? So what we need to realize is we need to move forward through that process. And we got to, you know, I'm going to say it, the three things we got to do. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. And you got to don't stop, get it, right? Okay, now the reason I came in like that, because our wonderful, wonderful guest, she is dear to my heart. She's a speaker, she's an author, she's a publisher. She actually is a ghostwriter. You know, that's down my heart there. I love ghostwriters. Because guess what? They actually help you and put your story that you have in your heart, that God has given you, that your purpose, they actually put it on paper for you. Isn't that amazing? So we have no excuse not to have our story in print. We have an awesome, awesome young lady. She has a wonderful story. Her testimony is so powerful. And God told me to say all that. You know, I just give it to him. I left myself on in the other room. This is all about God. We want to welcome author, publisher, motivational speaker. She's a poet as well. I forgot that part. And she actually is a ghostwriter. I love it. I love her. She has a warm spirit, and she is to help other people. That's what she's doing. Her name is Miss Gail Johnson. We want to welcome you, Gail, to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely am. And thank you for that warm presentation. I really do appreciate that, and I appreciate you for having me on this show so other people can, you know, learn about me and, you know, help people.
Isn't that powerful? Now, you guys, I forgot this part, and she know my heart that I didn't mean nothing by it. She actually is a media personality also. So you know we're going to get down in this conversation. So, Gail, please tell us more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I'm the fifth of eight children, but I have two brothers that are deceased at this particular time. My mom and dad are also deceased, and I'm survived by two sisters and three brothers, two older and one younger than myself. I started writing at a very young age because I was an introvert, And to communicate, I would write things. So that's how my writing began. And I went on, when I went to a boarding school, I wrote my first short story. I got so much praise for that story until I couldn't believe it, because I was just writing, you know, things that came into my head. I'm a very, very good storyteller. I've learned that when I was in elementary school, because in elementary school, I used to walk home, me and the girlfriends, we would walk home and we would tell stories. And they always wanted me to tell two stories. I always, tell another story, tell another story. So I know that I am also a very good storyteller. So my books that I write, I have 5 published books. My books have reality in them as well as they're fictional stories, but based off of reality, things that happen in either my life or people that I grew up with. And, you know, just getting things out that maybe some things that have happened to me that are in my book. And, you know, so that's basically how I came about to even start, you know, my writing career. Because, like, I've always written, you know, about something. I started journaling when I was maybe about 17 or 18. And like I said, I did my first short story when I was 14. And from, you know, writing that story, I started writing poetry. And, you know, it was just something that was naturally in me, because I never went to school to learn how to write stories. You know, you have some people taking classes and courses, how to write a short story, how to do this, how to that. It just came naturally for me, and I know that that was my blessing from God, that that was my gift. That's my passion. I love to write, and I love to read. Also, I suffer from dyslexia. I was diagnosed at an early age with it, but because of me not really understanding or knowing what dyslexia was, it wasn't a holdback for me. My mom pushed me and, you know, made me do the best that I could do, and I did the best that I could do, but it's not anything like a handicap or anything like that that would hold me back. You know, some people, they use their disabilities or whatever as crutches and different things like that. What it did for me, it just made me want to do it that much better, to, you know, do better each time I did something. And, you know, it didn't stop me from starting my publishing company, which I started in 2012. It didn't stop me from writing, which I'm continuing to do, and I love to read as well. But, you know, it's just things that I feel that I have been tremendously blessed since, you know, putting my books out. I've you know, sold quite a few books. And my latest book, Back to Zero, that book is so hot. And people, you know, are calling me and emailing me and texting me and, you know, telling me some people can relate to it. It's almost their story, as well as any of my other books, because, you know, I have reviews for my books and they tell me, well, I know somebody was just like that, or, you know, I used to be like that. And that makes me feel good, because, number one, it means that I'm touching somebody and somebody is getting something from my books, opposed to just sitting down reading the book and, you know, that's it. You know, because I still had people calling me wanting my very first book that I wrote. And the very first book that I wrote was What's Past Is Not Forgotten. And that story is about, I grew up in the projects back in the early 50s. I grew up in the projects. And, you know, the trials and tribulations growing up in the projects and things that went on between, you know, growing up, you know, from childhood to teenagers, the different things you did, the different things you saw, the different things that you learned. You know, those things are in that book. And it's also things in that book, things that had actually happened to me in my life. And some of the characters in the book are based off of people that I grew up with. And, you know, some of the events are true events. So, you know, that book, it even when I write my books, I write my books visually, and I can see my books being on a big movie screen or being in a stage play or whatever. That's how I write my books. And I got reviews telling me that, you know, I could see this as a movie. And I see it myself because I wrote it, and I know, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, I am a very good storyteller. So I can, you know, just write and, you know, get things out there, get things done, and make people want to read my books. One person told me, girl, I read your book 3 times. I just can't get enough of it. You know, and that makes me feel really good because that lets me know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that's to entertain people, to give them something to marinate on and to think about and to, you know, come back to it. You know, because, you know, people don't really, you know, read a book over and over and over and over unless they like it that much. And that really makes me feel good. You know, I had went to a bar because I sell my books anywhere. I take my books in the back of my trunk. If I'm in the store talking to somebody, you know, I mention the fact that I'm a local author. Oh, you are? What books did you write? And blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I let them know. They said, well, how can I get your book? And I say, well, I got some out in the trunk of my car if you want to come out, you know, and get them. They'll come out and purchase my books. I've sold books at wakes. I've sold books at funerals. I've sold books, baby showers, any and everywhere that I go, I take my books and my business cards, and I sell my books like that. I also sell my books on in my bookstore on my website as well. Now, my book, I only have one book that's on Amazon. That's my very first book. But, you know, my other books, you can order them off of my website, which I'll be giving that out later on in the show. But, you know, it really feels good when I'm putting together a book because I'm just so pumped up and just visualizing everything that I'm writing before I write it because I can see the story from the beginning to the end. And it really feels good when I finally finish a story and just go over it. I mean, because my very first book, it was almost as if I was waiting for a baby to be born. Because when it was really something because when I got my proof back, I read the proof copy and I said, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get this book, you know, out there in the masses' hands. And then, you know, sent the proof back, everything was good, you know. So when I got my books, it was just like, oh, my God, my baby's coming tomorrow. I have my baby tomorrow. So my books came, and it was off to the races. You know, people, and I had already pre-sold copies of my first book. You know, I had pre-sold copies right before the book had even come out. So, you know, that's a good thing. And if, you know, anybody's out there listening that's interested in writing a book, I suggest that you get your pre-sales, you know, before you, you know, wait for your book to come. Because once your book comes, you can just distribute it like that. You know, and my pre-sales also bought my books as well, so meaning that I did not have to put up any money to pay for my books. So, you know, that's something that you might want to do, you know, get your pre-sale money in, blah, 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 and, you know, work at it from that perspective. That is how I, you know, came about to writing. And I'm going to continue to write. I have a couple of more books that I hope to get out before the end of the year. I was supposed to have had this book, The Scent of a Man, out. I think it was in 2012 or something like that. But different things was going on in my life. And, you know, so that's I had to sort of put that on the back burner. But that book, and then I'm going to do a book about my memoirs. And my memoirs is going to be a book because when I was 15, I was raped, and, you know, it's just something that I think needs to be out there coming from a person who it actually happened to, not being something fictional, even though there's going to be a little fiction in the book because it's going to be, I'm not going to use anybody's real names in the book, but it's going to be directly my memoirs. And, you know, with all these allegations going on about Bill Cosby, and, you know, women are claiming to be raped and all this whole kind of stuff. Now, I'm not saying that they weren't raped or if they were raped, but if they were not raped and they're crying that out, I think that's, you know, that's a tragedy in itself because there are women who actually are being raped and have been raped and they're not getting the attention that they should or maybe they're afraid to speak up. But something that happened 30 years ago, you know, come on. But like I said, if the allegations are not true, I think these women should be brought to justice because that's a serious allegation to make towards someone. You know, so I'm going to do my memoirs and I'm going to speak you know, wholly and the truth about what had happened to me, you know, when I was 15. So that book should be out before the end of the year as well. Then I have a, you know, some more. I have a million books in my head, a million, and I'm getting them out one by one, you know. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
That's
powerful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to chime in on a couple of things. The awesome thing that you can see that she's being very persistent. So, you know, listen, orders, you know, when I be saying don't stop, get it, I really, you know, what we're trying to say is be persistent in what you've been called to do. Be persistent in what you have on your heart. The great thing that I love that Gail is doing is, when she masters one thing, she goes to another. But, you know, as being a writer and a publisher myself, she gave you some golden nuggets that you, you know, everybody should, you know, get your story out in print. But she told you some golden nuggets there of the pre-sale. And she absolutely right, because that's how a lot of people, here another secret, gets on the Amazon bestseller. They sell most of their books before it's even released. That's how you go up higher. You know, that's another thing. But, you know, the other thing is, like she said, you don't have an excuse, and I'm going to say excuse, Gail, that you can't have books on hand because you have already, you know, gotten that money, you know, for the sales or the pre-sales. And she is actually fussing at me because sometimes when I first released my book on grief, I never would have the books with me. And so she, I'm better now, Gail, so you actually talking to me because I do that better now. I, you know, people know I'm very transparent. I'm much better with that because actually somebody else spoke that into my life, said, okay, I'm on the way to a funeral, and your book would have been a great thing for me to read while we're driving 2 hours to the funeral. So I felt so bad, but you know what I did? I went, you know, because I have the PDF version, so I went on and sent to the PDF version, and you know, I went on and did it for free because I was in the fault. I just, you know, as a business owner, I wasn't on my game, you guys, and but she actually came back and bought books for the whole family. Okay, you know, but because you need to, in this case with the grief, you kind of need to, you know, go through that process. But what Gail is saying is very powerful, and she's telling you that today on Good Deeds. Do your pre-sales. Do be persistent in your books. And you know, I want to chime a little more in to, and I want to ask for this because, you know, I'll be honest that she's the first growth writer that I'm up close and personal. You know, usually they don't want to tell too much, so hopefully I'm not, you know, getting too much in her space, and she can tell me, you know, if I am. I want to know, because it sounds like what I love about what you're saying is you see the full extent of the whole book. You can see the book in a movie. You see the book that's finished product. But when you actually go to the ghostwriting side, is that, do you bring those same qualities with you? With, you know, if somebody comes you with a vision of a book, do you bring those same qualities that you march it all the way through?
Most definitely. And I'm going to say this. my fifth book, Back to Zero, was a book that I ghostwrote for a client, but because of some technical difficulties and different things going on, they a breach in contract and this and that. That book is a book that I had ghostwritten. So I published it myself. It's a book that I wrote. But if you want to know the quality of the book is fabulous. Donna Osborne Clark did the cover. My editor up in Canada, Jim Swintonham, edited the book. And, I mean, the book is just selling like hotcakes. So if you want to see the quality of work I do as far as ghostwriting, you can pick up Back to Zero from my website, which I'll give that out at the end of the show. And, yes, I visualize everything, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, I visualize everything that I'm going to write before I write it, because if I can see it in my mind as a movie or whatever, and it looks good to me, and sometimes I even get a little bit of advice from maybe, because my first book, I let my sister read some of the excerpts, and she actually gave me the title of the book because when she read it, she said, this is about, she knew, she said, this is about Knox. She said, wow, this is, what's past is not forgotten. So that's how I got the title, because she actually could see it too. So if she could see it and I could see it, I know that it's very good. You know, and people, other people, I had another girl who I let read some of the excerpts, because you, sometimes you have to let people read what you're writing to get an outside opinion, you know, to let you know that this is good. But, and I'm not bragging or anything, but I know that I am a very good storyteller. But, you know, I was letting, you know, other people read the excerpts. And what made me have my first book published, I had a friend who lived in Colorado. He wrote a couple of books. And we were very good friends because we grew up together in the projects. And he, as a matter of fact, he's in both of my first books, my book, What's Past Is Not Forgotten, and the reunion, the sequel to What's Past Is Not Forgotten. I use his real name in the second book. And in the first book, he's a character. But he had told me, because I had sent him some excerpts, and he said to me, he said, Gail, you need to get this published. He said, because this is excellent. And he had already, I think Reggie had had out about three books at that particular time. So at knowing, I mean, I didn't really know anything about going about getting it published, because I really had no intention of getting it published, because what I would do is write and let people read it and, you know, listen to their reviews, and that made me feel good. But when I was on Facebook, I mean, I'm sorry, MySpace, and a young lady had introduced me to my first, the person who published my first four books, and, you know, was off to the races then, because as soon as I finished my first book, it felt so good. I said, wow, I just have to, you know, continuously write. And I, my second book was You Might Get Lucky. Then I wrote another book after that. I think my third book was the sequel to my first book, and then my last book was a book, Delicious Erotic Short Stories, I think in that order. And then, you know, like I said, I did Back to Zero. But, you know, you have to have a vision of what you're doing. And then another thing, it has to be a passion, because I've heard a potential client telling me she's given up on her book because she's not, it's not selling well. But the advice that I gave her, she appreciated that. But I told her, I said, you can never give up, because, number one, if that's your passion, you shouldn't give up. So you can tell when someone's passionate about something, because if you give it up, it's not your passion. I will never give up writing, you know, because it's my passion. It's what I love to do. I love writing letters. I love just writing. So, you know, if I can pass on the advice to someone who's in a corner, they have writer's block, or, you know, they're just giving up on their book, or they feel that it's not selling because of this, because of that. And the advice I gave this young lady was that she needed to change the cover of her book. And then the inside of the book, I don't know, it was just not properly published. And I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, when you give up on your dreams, they will never come true. And also, when you have a dream, you have to wake up and pursue that dream in order for it to come true, you know. So my advice to any of the new authors out there, if you're very passionate about what you're writing and you believe, you have to believe in yourself, too. If don't nobody in the world believe in you, believe in yourself. You know, because all I thought when I wrote my first book, the only thing I thought about was, wow, I can't wait to have this book published. I can't wait for the people to read it. I can't wait for it to get the reviews. Those are the type, that was the type of attitude that I had when I wrote my first book. I never said, wow, I just hope somebody buy this book. I hope it sounds good. I hope it's a good book. No, I knew it was a good book. I knew it was going to sell. And I knew that the people was waiting for that book. You know, so you just have to have confidence and believe in yourself.
Yes. And, you've spoken into existence, yeah.
Right, and it will work, you know, because I'm a living testimony of that. Just believe in yourself. When nobody else believes in you, believe in yourself. And that belief will transition. What you put out in the universe is what you get back. You believe in yourself, you're going to put that out there, and people are going to believe in you and gravitate towards you, and whatever it is you have to sell, they're going to buy it because you have that faith in yourself. You have that that trust in yourself that you can do it. I am going to do it. I can do it, and I will do it. So, you know, that's
That's it. That's amazing, Gail. Gail, you speaking to us, and I put myself in that too. Well, you know, you guys, you know, time goes by so quickly, but I have to let my sponsors and my advertisers say their thing. But what Miss Gail is going to do, Miss Gail Johnson, the awesome Gail Johnson, when we come back, she's going to tell us a little bit more of course, how we can get her publications. And then I want to tell us a little bit about her radio show to see, you know, well, you got to contact her to see if you're a fit. But I want her to tell us a little bit more about her radio show and how we can listen in and how we can, you know, support her on the social media and also in all the things that she do. But we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new, innovative, Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
You guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you to our sponsors and advertisers. You know, if you want to actually take the opportunity and advertise and sponsor with us as well, you know, we have some people sponsoring the whole year. I love them. You can get that information at www.reneesunday.com. And I just want to throw this out because I want Miss Gail to just close the show out. Okay, but what we want to do is we actually have an awesome spiritual-based teleconference that's starting, guess what, tomorrow. It's actually, we have powerful people that's going to speak into our life, that's going to ignite us to walk on in our purpose, okay? We got to, for sure, don't stop, get it. But that information is at the website www.aswerise, that's ASWERISE.com. And that's on our social media platform as well if you missed the website. But again, the website is www.ASWERISE.com. Now, I want to do a shout out before we're going to let Miss Gail close the show. But my awesome graphic designer as well is Miss Donna Osmond Clark. That what she talked about. Donna is amazing. She will actually put whatever God puts in her heart on to a flyer, a book, or everything. But she actually has an awesome platform, and God has, you know, she's in the right purpose. But I wanted to give you a shout-out, Miss Donna. I know you listen. I love you. But we're going to let Miss Gail tell us about her radio show, and then she's going to follow up and tell us how we can actually buy her publications and her services, you know, also. Miss Gail, take it away.
Okay, my radio show is www.blogtalkradio.com/delicious_talk, and I air over there every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. I have some very interesting guests over there. We talk about anything from sex to current events, you know, just open topics, and we have some awesome guests over there. Love you too, Donna Clark and Jim Swinton-Ham. Love you too, Riday. So, and how you can get my book, you can go to my website, which is www.jjpublishing, that's JAYJAYpublishing.com. And I have a web store on there. You can order any of my books on there. And also I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson, or my fan page, become a fan. My fan page is facebook.com/ JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y Publishing. That's not two J's. It's J-A-Y, J-A-Y. And my publishing company was an inspiration for my mom. My mom passed in 1995 from cancer, and her name was Jean Elizabeth Johnson. That's why the company is called JJ Publishing.
I love it. Continue, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Twitter. You know, if you can also Google, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson if there's anything else you'd like to know about me. And if you have any books or need a ghostwriter, you can, you know, find all that information out on my website. You know, go through my website, which is JJ Publishing. Again, that's J-A-Y Publishing.com. And Renee, I do so much appreciate you having me on here this evening. I really, really do, because, you know, putting out the information that I did, hopefully someone, you know, takes that information and uses it. And I have one more thing I'd like to say very quickly. To the authors that are getting your books published through an independent publishing company, don't forget the people who put your book together. For instance, your graphic designer, the editor, you know, people who actually had hands on that book. Give them a copy of that book. They deserve a copy of that book so they can see the work as well as yourself that you put that book together. You know, and that's what I basically do. And I've given away a lot of books as well to people who are less fortunate or people who can't afford them. And, you know, just giving them a way to get my name out there. And I sold quite a few books as well, but it also gives me great joy, you know, when I give a book away, because I'm not in this business to become a million, to make money. But if I, when I do make money, it does make me feel good. But, you know, I have some people say, well, I can't wait to get my money back from the books. I did this, I did that. I just feel good about the fact I wrote the book. People are reading the book, whether I give it to them or they purchase the book. You know, so I just wanted to say that for people who are listening, maybe some authors out there listening who, you know, needed to hear that, because I believe that each person that has something to do with those books need to have a copy of the book. And all, another thing I want to say is I don't particularly sell my books to other authors. I take trade off. If you have a book, you want to trade a book with me, you know, I do that. Now, there are some authors' books that I buy. Those are authors that I'm not really that familiar with, but authors that I'm familiar with, and, you know, you're telling me you wrote a book, okay, well, we can swap books, because I don't see me buying your book and you buying my book. That's just like giving the money back, and somebody, you know, that's just how I do it, but I'm not telling everybody to do it that way, but right. But you know, that's something to think about, because I have so many offers coming to my page. My book will be out this week, whatever. Well, I have books too, you know. So if we can swap, that's a good thing. But I'm not going to buy your book, because I've been through that. You know, authors telling me, "Well, you buy my book, I'll buy your book." I bought their books, and to this day, they haven't bought mine, okay? So I figured out a way to get over that. You want my book, I'll give it to you. You give me one of your books. You know, that's just a little tidbit of information, you know. And if anybody walks away with that information, it's good.
Powerful.
And if you don't, you know, it's on you. But I just had to put that out there.
Oh, no, and yeah, totally on it. I do the same. We just thank you for being here on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, you please contact us. But we thank you so much for your time, Gail Johnson.
Thank you, and you're more than welcome, and I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be here. And I hope everybody, you know, listening, you know, like I had mentioned before, walked away with something. And thank you, listening audience, for listening.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys, you know, this is another episode of Good Deeds. You know how to contact us. It's www.reneesunday.com. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.